listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about a man who is something of a know-it-all. It's in 1 Kings chapter 4, verses 32 and 34. And when I read these verses, see if you can guess who I'm speaking about. Starting at verse 32. He spoke 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. He spoke also of trees, from the cedar tree of Lebanon, even to the hyssop that springs out of the wall. He spoke also of animals, of birds, of creeping things, and of fish. And men of all nations, from all the kings of the earth who had heard his wisdom, came to hear the wisdom of Solomon. Now, sometimes when someone is boasting about their wisdom, we call them a know-it-all. It can sometimes be annoying to be around these people. But every so often, we meet someone who deserves the title. Solomon deserved the title, know-it-all. In 1 Kings chapter 3, God answered Solomon's prayer for wisdom to lead the people, and God indeed blessed him with great wisdom. In chapter 4, Solomon used that wisdom to organize his government, to lead the people, and to exercise justice. Solomon's wisdom makes up a portion of the book of Proverbs. He was also a singer and a songwriter, composing many songs, but few compared to David, who was the sweet psalmist of Israel. Solomon had a divinely gifted intellect and ability to understand. His wisdom was applied to understanding life and human problems. The old rabbis had legends about Solomon. One of them said that even the animals brought their disputes to Solomon. According to one of these old legends, a man walked in a field on a hot day with a jug of cool milk when he came upon a serpent dying of thirst. The serpent asked the man for some milk, but he refused. Finally, the serpent promised to show the man some hidden treasure if he gave the serpent some milk, and the man agreed. When they went to the place of the hidden treasure, the man moved a rock and was about to take the treasure when the serpent pounced upon him and coiled around his neck. The man protested that this was unfair, but the serpent insisted that he would never take his treasure. So the man said, "Let's take our case to Solomon," and the serpent agreed. When they went to Solomon, by the way, this is just a legend. It's not from the Bible. It's just a legend. The legend says that when they went to Solomon, the serpent was still coiled around the man's neck. Solomon asked the serpent what he wanted. And the serpent said, "I wanted to kill this man because the scriptures commanded it when they said that he would bruise the heel of man." Solomon told him to first let go of the man because the two parties in a trial must have an equal standing. And when the serpent went to the floor, Solomon asked him again what he wanted, and the serpent again said that he wanted to kill a man based on the verse, "You shall bruise the heel of the man." Then Solomon turned to the man and said, "To you, God's command was to crush the head of the serpent. Do it." And the man crushed the serpent's head. Now, again, I want to tell you, that never happened, but it is a pretty fun story. Yet, Solomon's wisdom was real, and it was a gift from God. Do you need wisdom in your life? I'm not saying God's going to give you wisdom to deal with the problems that the animals have, but God can give you the life wisdom you need to walk rightly before Him today. So today, ask God for His wisdom in your life.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.